Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you former Cowboys running back, College Football Hall of Famer, now East-West Shrine Bowl Hall of Famer. It is Eddie George. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
We're doing really well. Thank you for jumping on with us. Now, I just want to make sure I have my timeline right. Did you guys have the fancy banquet yesterday and then the East-West Shrine Bowl today?
That is correct. We had the banquet last night in the Texas Rangers Stadium, which is awesome. A beautiful event. It was pouring raining last night, so I'm glad that the roof was closed. it was great. It was a first-class affair.
Are you to the point, because you said it's great, first-class affair, I'm not dismissing that at all. Are you to the point that you've done so many fancy things, though, that when you go into one of these, you're like, eh, that's fine? Or do you always find something about it that you're like, ooh, wow, this is fancy?
No. I think, you know, anytime you're getting inducted into any type of Hall of Fame, I can only speak to myself, I have a great sense of gratitude and joy behind that, because people recognize, you know, what you've done in your career. You know, it's been 25 years later, and you have a chance to impart knowledge and wisdom to the younger generation of what it took and what you had to go through to get there, and share stories. And also, you know, for particularly this one, you know, the East-West Shrine Bowl, for what it represents over the last 100 years, you know, the Shriners Children's Hospitals, they provide specialized pediatric care regardless of a family's ability to pay. And that's something that, you know, has been very successful. And it also highlights the talent that's coming out of college, to give them opportunity to get in front of scouts over a week's period of practices and to separate themselves from everybody else to compete and so forth. So it's one of the oldest, or the oldest, bowl game of this caliber, and it's tied to a philanthropic effort, and what can be better?
Oh, man, it's always a great highlight. Now, Eddie, I was kind of curious, do you have the painting of you running away from the Notre Dame defenders up all the time, or was that just for Tim Brown?
Well, honestly, that picture has always been there. I just didn't notice it that particular day. You know, Tim just so happened to be on there, and there was the picture. So, no, I'm joking. I said left for Tim, you know. we have a long-lasting relationship. Tim and I, of course, I had a chance to play against him in the league, and we developed a relationship to the Heisman, and we were on various shows together, with the Fox Sports Grill football show, football preview show back in the day. So we have a great relationship, man. Our families know each other. So I was like teasing him a little bit, rubbing in his face a little bit. And, you know, he knew the outcome of that game, what it was going to be. So I just had to let him know.
That is fantastic.
It's a long-lasting relationship. Yeah.
We've had him on a few times. He's a great dude. We always, and being from around here in Woodrow Wilson High School was always nice to see as well. I was kind of curious, Eddie, when we watched you here and when we watched you throughout your career at Tennessee, I always thought of you as a very powerful back and a very strong running back. And I was kind of curious if you ever looked at other running backs, who was the guy that you were like, he does something I can't do? Like, if you, like maybe like a, I don't know, Chris Johnson was a real fast, lightning fast guy. Was there mm-hmm. something that you were like, I wish I could add something like that guy has to my portfolio?
No, not really. I mean, you know, God gave me the abilities that he gave me. Of course, you always wish you could be faster. I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, Chris Johnson is a 4.2. Of course, I would love to be faster. But I would say I had a game that was powerful but yet elusive. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought I did things very fairly well, blocking, running the ball, catching the ball out the backfield. And, you know, it was just one of those deals, man, where I was forced to play in the telephone booth. You know, I didn't have the luxury of having, you know, a couple of thousand-yard receivers to stretch the field,
mm-hmm.
you know, to give you that space. So if you have to look at it in totality, like I had to rely on one specific part of my game for us to be successful, and that's okay.
Well, I always drafted you as my running back in Madden. So I was this is like a really great moment for me, Kevin,
nice.
Because I get to thank him for all those Madden wins that I had back in the day.
This is very nice.
Yeah.
You can also, by the way, thank him by going to ShrineBowl.com if you want to buy tickets for the game.
That is exactly what you can do there. I was also curious too, your time in Dallas. What is Dallas? What kind of interesting place is Dallas to play in?
Oh, well, you know, the fan base, they're incredible. I mean, they get behind you. They were, when I was here for that 1 year, they embraced me in hopes that we could do some great things together. Of course, it didn't work out that way, but the fans was always very supportive. They're very passionate fans. But Jerry runs his organization the way he wants to, and because he's the owner, and he gets it. You know, he demands excellence. He's his heart is in the right place. And you could argue, well, he might be too involved, and he might – listen, he knows exactly what he wants, and he's involved in everything. It's first class, to how you travel, to how you prepare, making sure the players are well-prepared and giving them the best from nutrition, comfort, and so forth. Now, I think he just has to do a long, hard look and meditate on the fact that, okay, for us to get to that next level – and realistically, what's going to take for us to start winning championships around here is finding the right guy in the building and allowing him to coach his players, allowing him to find the right groceries for what he needs to cook up to build a sustainable excellence that he's looking for. Now, in Dallas, they've had some spikes here and there. They've had some great times with Tony Romo and Ezekiel Elliott and transition to Dak and so forth, but just that sustainability just hasn't been there. One, that's been the league, but two, you know, it's a cultural thing in the locker room that they're going to have to address. From the outside looking in, you know, you have to look at it from the top down. Are they all on the same page, you know, with the GM? Well, Jerry is the GM and the owner. And the head coach that he's bringing in. You know, sometimes you're in a situation where you're handcuffed to only what you're allowed to do. So, you know, Jerry's going to have to do a hard look at himself and say, okay, if I want this to be successful, I've got to allow my coach to coach and trust that he's going to make the best decisions. And he may have done that, I'm not sure. But that's what it looks like on the outside looking in, and a cultural issue in the locker room.
Eddie George, join us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Dallas Cowboys, by the way. Looking at this running back class that's coming into the NFL this year, Ashton Jeanty, you know, everybody knows about what he is. I was kind of curious, with what today's game is, What is the best style of running back to put behind what kind of offensive line? You were talking about the totality of it. And like Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley go to two different teams, two unique styles of running back. What's the style?
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A running back you would look for out of this class this year?
One that's going to give me the cards up yards. Mm. Man, you look at Saquon. He's our version. Well, this generation's version of Barry Sanders. Okay, yes. He's able to hit a home run from anywhere on the field, anywhere, anytime. Doesn't take a lot of yards for loss. You know, he gets behind a great offensive line. He is imposing his will right now. Same thing with Derrick Henry. You get him going, you know, 255 pounds of that, come down here and impose his will. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a guy that can own the middle of the field and that can wear a defense out. He's not built to physically built to stop powerful running backs nowadays. Everybody's, you know, the defenses are now, personnel-wise, are a little bit smaller up front. When we play fast, when we play with speed, try to cover every blade of grass in the field. Well, now the game is getting back to that physicality where that forced you to play football. You look at the last four teams that played in the playoffs, they had some form of a run game, okay? The Bills with Josh Allen and Cook. Of course, you know, Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts. Even the Redskins with Daniels and their bevy of running backs. They're all now predicated off that run game, and you have to have an element of it to win a championship. Now, Kansas City's a little different. You know, Mahomes is Mahomes, and he is a problem for everybody, whether he's running it, throwing it, doesn't matter. They have enough of a run game to keep teams off balance. But I think if you don't have that guy at quarterback, you've got to run your offense to a power run game. So I think the game is starting to gear back toward the days when you're running out of live formation, coming downhill, forcing these safeties and backers to fit it right every single time. The moment that you don't fit that thing right, it's going to split and go a long way. So I think we're getting back to that.
As we're talking with Eddie George right here on 105.3 The Fan, I was curious, when you interview with the Bears or when you interview with Tennessee State, whatever the case might be, do they ask you a plethora of questions to start off, or do they essentially go, hey, what is your vision for this team, this program? And then, like, you give your presentation and the questions go from there.
Yeah, well, it's very conversational. My experience with the Bears, I did an internship with them 2 years ago with the Bill Walsh diversity program. And was really just getting reacquainted. And first of all, I had to let them know who I was. But who I was in terms of not just a Heisman Trophy winner, played with the Titans and so forth, but who I am as a man. What are my principles? What do I believe in? You know? And then we got into more specifics of what is my plan for the Bears? What does that look like? Coachly speaking, in the locker room, coaching staff, you know, the familiarity with the the roster and the salary cap, community relations. I mean, all this stuff, you know, was talked about for over a 3-hour period. So, you know, it's really just giving your thoughts and sharing your thoughts about how you would fix the Bears, a case study. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it that way, and here are your answers, here are your problems, and these are the solutions. It's not a cookie cutter thing. Each team is different. Each program is different. What's needed at Tennessee State is vastly different than what's needed at Chicago.
Yeah. You
know? So it's a piece by piece deal. And that's what I've learned over the last 4 years is being in this business. Adaptability, adaptation is the key really for success. And the ability to adapt, but also holding on to your convictions and your virtues in terms of your philosophy, your non-negotiables, and you know, who you're going to be as a head coach. You know, so you have to have the strike and balance between being flexible and being stern, and that takes a great deal of discernment within that fine line.
Now, the 100th annual East-West Shrine Bowl is tonight at AT&T Stadium. You get your tickets at ShrineBowl.com. Eddie, you're in the College Football Hall of Fame, just got inducted into the East-West Shrine Hall of Fame. What's the next Hall of Fame that you want? Like, mm-hmm. What are you gunning for next? That's because you already got two, so let's go for 3, 4.
Well, you know what? I'm also in the High School Hall of Fame, the National High School Hall of Fame. So
3.
I think the last one would be the Gold Jacket. I think that would be probably the last one. So, you know, if you're fortunate enough to get in there, my statistics and all, my body, my football life is worthy enough to get in there, then so be it. That's completely out of my hands. So, yeah. I'm in the clubhouse with that one, boys.
Okay. And I definitely hear what you're saying about it being out of your hands. Do you ever feel the pressure to, like, network or chat it up with voters, or like, I'm serious. Like, is this process political ever? You feel like in terms of like, yeah, well, everybody likes that guy because he chats it up, but I have had better numbers than he did.
Well, I mean, I don't know the whole process. I've heard that that's what you have to do. Are you a voter, by any chance?
I'm sorry. Or else I would have had Darren Woodson in the Hall of Fame already for sure too.
All right. Nah, excuse me. I think, I play with Darren. I think he's definitely deserving of it. Not quite sure how it all works. Is it your body of work? Is it the number of Super Bowls you've been? Were you an integral part of the game? I'm not quite sure exactly what that criteria is, because you can look at anybody's body of work that's played a very long time and make a case for or against that person. So, again, I'm not sure. I'm completely not sure how it is, but if you're in the conversation, I think you're deserving of going in. And Darren Woodson has been a finalist for, I don't know, what, 7, 8 years or something like that?
Too long.
And at some point, you know, either he's worthy to go in or not. And, you know, it's a heartbreaking thing when you get to be a finalist and then the rug slips underneath you, and then you go through the whole process yet again. You know, you get your hopes up, and I believe that Darren is definitely one, having played against him, what he meant to not only the organization, for the Cowboy organization, but what he meant for professional football, period. Class act, played the game the right way, put up the numbers for it, won Super Bowls, been the heartbeat of a great defense during their time when they really was relevant in the NFL in terms of wins. So I don't know what else could be said, you know, other than if he's going to get in or not. I mean, so it's a lot of competition to get in.
Yeah, well, there is.
Well, we would love that for him. We would love that for you. East-West Shrine Bowl today at AT&T Stadium. You can get your tickets at ShrineBowl.com. Eddie, thank you very much for taking the time and giving us all that info.
Guys, thank you for having me on, man. Good luck next season.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Eddie George right here.